Sinister Highway, Part 2, 11 Short Stories.
The COVID Vaccine. The pavement was slick after the rain, and Mrs. Judy Weston trod carefully down the front path towards the taxi. Her best coat, the one with a fur collar, wrapped tightly round her thin figure. The driver leant out of the cab.
"All right, my love."
She didn't reply. Why should she? No one had called her love since Gerald died, and he hardly ever used it. The man got out and opened the door, holding her elbow as she climbed in. It was just typical, treating her like some relic, incapable of independence. She sat back on the shiny leather seat and arranged herself, tucking the coat beneath her. "King's College Hospital, please."
"Right you are."
He leant down, fiddling with his phone and tapping in some message. She had no idea why, but it was not unusual. Everybody seemed to be busy on the phone wherever you were, in cafes or trains, even in hospitals.
"Have you brought your face mask?"
"It's in my bag, thank you." It was impertinent. Of course she had her mask. Her son Giles had been insistent. "You know, Mother, they won't let you in for the vaccine without one."
"I'm well aware of that. I read the papers. I'm not 15.
She went to open her bag in an instinctive way, but checked herself. She knew she had it. It crossed her mind, being 93 gave her priority in the queue for vaccination, though she failed to see why. After all, it was the future that needed protection. She had spent years in academic life and never questioned she would be superseded by a younger person once she reached retirement. That was the natural order of things. The young must come first. The journey from Bromley took about 20 minutes, and she could see the driver looking at her through the rearview mirror. She ignored him, otherwise he would start chatting and she wouldn't hear a word he said. She gazed steadily out at the passing scene. As they turned into the gates of the hospital, their route was blocked. Cars and ambulances jammed the driveway, and she looked vainly for Giles among the people clustered in front of the main entrance. A face thrust itself through the open driver's window, a large, heavy face with mean little eyes. He wore a cap and a badge.
"You can't stop here. You got a discharge round the back."
He sounded as if they were disposing of some rubbish. For a few moments, the taxi driver tried to argue, but he waved him away and they drove to the back, among the garbage trolleys and piles of plastic sacks. In the corner of the building was a double door with a notice, "Outpatients appointments," tacked to a panel on one of the doors. "That's good enough," she said, and moved forward to reach the door handle. It was so irritating when people dithered and she had to make up their minds for them. The driver said something she didn't catch, but held her elbow again as she stepped down. She said nothing but handed him the correct fare. Inside, the corridor stretched away into infinity. There was a smell of disinfectant and damp clothing. People in strange costumes bustled past, and she had difficulty in avoiding groups of young students who chatted noisily among themselves as they rushed by. Further on, elderly people stood patiently in line. The noise was loud, confusing, and she regretted leaving her hearing aid behind.
"Where have you been, Mother?
I said meet me at the front entrance." Giles was leaning over her and shaking her arm, his round spectacles misted over with anxiety. He guided her forward, bypassing the line of patients to a desk. The nurse pointed to a cubicle, "Booth number 5. Inside, a young woman sat with her fat arms on the surface of the table. Her heavy-lidded eyes, above her mask, lifted to take in the sight of the lady in a fur-collared coat and her agitated son.
"Is this Judy?"
Giles nodded and smiled. She pushed a form across the desk.
"Hello, Judy. I want you to fill this in for me."
Giles straightened his tie. She prefers to be called Mrs. Weston, if you don't mind. The sleepy brown eyes turned towards him, whatever, and then faced his mother. Can you read, love?